his inaugural speech in 2017, Donald Trump had to say the American carnage stops right here, right now. Well, while we can't blame Donald Trump for everything we see happening in the United States right now, certainly the carnage seems a long way from ended. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Ed and I will be joining you week after week in the lead up to the November 2020 election. Subscribe so you don't miss out wherever you find the podcast. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Violence escalating around protests in Portland and Kenosha. Obviously, we spoke about the shooting in Kenosha last week, but another man killed in Portland. He was a Trump-loving counter-protester. Earlier, there's footage of counter-protesters riding on trucks, literally firing paintball guns into the crowds of Black Lives Matter protesters. We don't know the circumstances of his death yet. I'm not saying anything is justified, but it's not surprising that things again turned deadly. I feel like I'm looking at a second civil war about to erupt, Ed.
Well, it feels like that. And remember a couple of weeks ago, I said Trump or any rat will do vicious things. We're in a corner. I think these militias coming out for Trump are the corner. They don't have any polls that say they can win. They're trying to scare the American electorate into a victory. Thus far, like the visit to Kenosha that Trump took, he drew more fire and heat than he got anything from. He even used a guy who used to own a photography store to say that he was the current owner that burned down, and that fake news is out there making him look bad. The polls have not moved one inch from his visit. And now Joe's going there. Joe's going there, I think, to show he's not afraid of anything that Trump does. Because when you stoke fear, if someone acts like they're afraid, you win. The Wisconsin voters don't seem to be reacting that way. I think they see this for what it is. And people are tired of Black men being killed, hurt, or harmed everywhere. And they're tired of killing, period. Now, all this is happening on Trump's watch. And you don't have to be a clever person to figure out Biden isn't doing this. And if it gets worse, it was started with Trump's watch, not with Biden's. He doesn't want to pay any attention to COVID at all. And he's hoping to have some kind of a trick thing he could put up a sleeve at the last minute with some sort of a vaccine. But this race is no longer about issues, about healthcare, about all the kinds of things that really mean something to American, about jobs, about the quality of the economy, about the opportunities for Americans to go abroad and create peace. It's all about the United States falling apart. If I hadn't read Caligula and the fall of Rome, I wouldn't know what's going on now.
Just before we move off this, the Kenosha shooter, Kyle Rittenhouse, has been lionized in conservative media. I mean, last week, around the time this happened, around the time we recorded, there were some comments from Tucker Carlson, and I kind of thought, well, that's Tucker Carlson, that's what he does. But really, a lot of the conservative media has gotten on this train, and he's been defended by Donald Trump himself as someone who felt compelled to protect the lives and livelihoods of business owners in Kenosha. So compelled, he crossed state lines with an AR-15. He was legally too young to be allowed to open carry. So breaking laws right off the bat. Now, he, of course, shot and killed two people, possibly paralyzed a third. You said last week, Ed, this violence, this unrest is helping Trump, but the blatancy with which Rittenhouse has been embraced, I find it incredibly troubling.
It is troubling. But one of the things that I was beginning to lose faith in was the judgment of the American people. And these polls are showing that the American people know what's going on. Trump has told so many lies. And this militia is exactly what particularly older Americans like myself don't want. This is exactly a page out of Hitler. People don't want this kind of thing going on in America. The possibility is Trump is losing voters by promoting this and siding with these people. He hasn't even mentioned the victim in Kenosha once. He said that, oh, I saw a film and there was a shooting here. But he's praised the police and the policeman that shot a man in the back 7 times. And now saying this young man was being put upon and he was defending himself. This is feeding into the wrong kind of rhetoric. And I hope adults will come out and vote.
Breonna Taylor, we've only just briefly touched on her case, but let's compare here. A black woman shot in her own home by police officers executing a no-knock warrant. By comparison, there's been attempts to paint her as a criminal, with reports this week a drug suspect that was in connection with the warrant to begin with was offered a plea deal that might have seen a 10-year sentence reduced to probation if he would claim Taylor was a member of his organized crime syndicate, essentially trying to paint Taylor as a criminal, as a drug dealer. So presumably the shooting would be magically justified. Did this one surprise you at all?
No. Of course, the police do that all the time. And in this case, they're defending themselves. Again, this kind of things is driving more and more sensible people to the polls to vote these people out. And this one might fall very heavily in the Kentucky Senate race because Mitch McConnell is not endearing himself to the locals. And if enough of the black and progressive vote comes out, Mitch McConnell could be a goner. So this one means a lot to him, and he's taking the low road. He is not defending her. He's not defending the cops. He's just trying to get this done. And this was a sneaky way to get it out of his court, but it's not going to be out of his court. One of the things we haven't talked about, it looks like the Democrats could conceivably, no matter who wins the presidency, win the Senate, and then they'd have both houses. Oh, wouldn't that be terrible for Donald Trump? But of course, he would pay no attention to the Congress.
Looking at perhaps actual crimes, in the ongoing saga of Trump's tax returns, a federal court has granted Trump a reprieve over his tax returns being released in a fight Trump has threatened to take to the Supreme Court. This means we won't see the returns before the November election. It blows my mind that his supporters don't care at all about this when Trump claimed he'd be happy to show off his tax returns, you know, in 2016, and now he fights and fights to keep them under wraps. I mean, how you see this and just, I wonder if he's hiding something. I don't know.
He lies about everything. He's lied about his school grades. He's lied about his military record. He's lied about everything. Has it made any difference? No. That is a troubling issue. Many Republicans are coming out because of these lies. This court case, I don't understand because the Supreme Court already said where this should be determined. But I think it's because there are some Trump appointees on one of the circuit courts. They got some judge to hear it, and they'll hear it. They might come down exactly where they came down before, but it keeps it out of the newspaper before the election. I don't think it was going to get there anyway. But there's more bad news. Apparently, one of the people working in his campaign for the inaugural event has just been indicted. So Trump bad news every day with respect to people around him. He's not draining the swamp. I think he's creating a swamp.
On COVID, the United States will not join the World Health Organization on developing a vaccine for COVID-19. To me, it seems
the distribution of the vaccine.
Mm.
It's not the vaccine itself. The idea was to make sure that the small countries got their share of these vaccines, and which means the big countries have to give money or give up something, or give up some space in the vaccine inoculation programs. The United States says they don't want to play ball. This just makes the United States look bad. But I think the Chinese are doing the same thing by using their own vaccine and not making it available. If they are making theirs available, this just makes the United States look bad and petty.
Hurricane Laura, Louisiana and Texas have been rocked by massive winds, crushing rains, leaving 19 dead, huge swathes of damage, some in Louisiana going to be without power for weeks. Ed, this is an area I know that you know very well. What do you make of recovery efforts so far?
These floods have been very serious. The water's been very deep. Fortunately, a lot of channel clearing and things has been done over the years, and the roads held up pretty well, and the disaster response has been pretty excellent, actually. The number of lives lost is large, but not as large as it would have been prior to 2005, when we didn't have all this stuff in place, and the emergency services are in place. And there has been a lot of heroic stuff being done by the military, again, on their own. So it's a tough one. The reports were when I went down to Katrina in 2007, that 2005 disaster was the beginning of many, many more coming more frequently, more violently, and through more courses. They used to hit Louisiana almost all the time, but now they're moving farther west. They might get as far west as West Texas before we know it. We're seeing the same thing here in Australia, that these disasters are coming more frequently. They're harsher. They hit a smaller area, but they do a lot more damage. We're going to have to change our vocabulary. These are normal events now, and we're going to have more pandemics. I think we're just going to have a new normal. But fortunately, the preparation in the case you just mentioned was pretty good.
Just briefly overseas, Japanese President Shinzo Abe is stepping down from the role due to concerns of ill health. He's been a steady hand at the till when there's been a great deal of uncertainty coming out of the Asia region of late. Any thoughts on his retirement?
No, but I have a good colleague there, and I'm going to try to do some research this week on this, and I should have done it earlier, but I was pretty busy. I think Shinzo Abe has actually been kind of steering that government in the right direction, because he doesn't have a pure majority. And I think this has been very tiring. His way out was to have the Olympics, and then he could step out and grace. He has no really strong person who could follow him. I think we might even see, because there are some strong women who've been in the party for a long time, stepping forward. It would be great if Japan could come up with a female leader this time.
And looking at the race this week, I hate talking about polls, but let's talk about polls. Biden is coming out ahead in swing states. His lead is still looking good. But Trump did get not very significant bump, but a bump off the convention. His name spelled out in fireworks by the Washington Monument. It's a compelling image. And the gap has tightened, making some concerned Biden has plenty of time to blow his lead. Any thoughts?
Well, this is one that frightens me, really. It's the kind of thing where the team behind will throw everything into the game and you don't know what's going to come next. You have to be prepared for everything at the same time, run an offense like you were behind. I think that's what the Biden team is beginning to do. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Obamas on the campaign trail. Harris will obviously be out there. They're going to take the biggest swings at those swing states. If he wins those swing states, kind of doesn't matter what Trump does, because the Democrats have baked in almost 200 electoral votes, and you need 272. So I think the issue here is to play offensive all the way. Play like you're behind. These polls coming out showing the race tightening is actually giving the Democrats a stronger reason to campaign even harder, as they did in 2018.
Just incidentally, Trump has suggested at a rally in North Carolina, after railing against the obvious corruption of mail-in voting, that maybe his supporters should vote twice, once in person and once by mail, just, you know, to test the protections against exactly that scenario. I mean, this is incidentally a felony in some states. But
even suggesting this is a felony.
He's suggesting it. Well, if the president says it, surely it can't be a crime.
It is a crime. And he's just another person. To propose any way of tampering with election is a federal crime. Even a municipal election. People have gone to jail for this. This is so preposterous, and I hope someone reminds him of that. And if any of his campaign people suggest it, or if anybody attempts to do it, then they should be sent, as my grandma would say, put under the jail.
And Ed, just to leave us, obviously a historical one, but next week we are coming up on the 19th anniversary of 9/11. If you can believe it's been 19 years. Now, obviously, we're going to see some remembrances and such. 9/11 was kind of a time where the country did come together originally in shock, in grief, and I think you can argue it all went pretty quickly wrong after that. But with all the division and protests, violence, what do you think the remembrances are going to mean this year?
It's going to be kind of interesting because the president usually makes a speech at ground zero. But what if he's not invited? It become that politicized that the president would not be invited to make the ground zero speech? I don't know. That'd be a shame. As much as I hate to see him do it, I think he should do it. It is a presidential speech, and it would be appropriate to have him do that speech. If he turned it into a political speech, he'd be booed out of New York. So, as a matter of fact, I don't know if get into New York without a visa these days. But this is going to be a very different kind of celebration because people are feeling that the country is going in the wrong direction. Almost 70% of the people feel the country's going in the wrong direction.
Ed and myself will be back with all the latest news and politics from the United States next week. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast. Make sure you don't miss out. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.